Last week, we spent some time in prayer for Joe Kiss, who was facing heart surgery. They had discovered a tumor in his heart. He is progressing amazingly well. The surgery went well. The tumor was removed without complication. No pacemaker is needed. He's being discharged today. Hallelujah. We do want to keep praying for him for a speedy and full recovery. His pain is under control, but let's just continue to pray. The family is blessed. Let's continue to pray blessings on them. Hey, I need to chat with you for a moment now about a change of policy here regarding masking. In Manchester, in this area, graduated from red to orange this past week. I don't know if you follow the scorecard there, but that means, as far as the state standards are concerned, that masking now is not mandatory. It is optional, but strongly recommended. So we're just going with that. For you huggers, take it easy. The orange status we're in, I want you to view it like probation, all right? Seriously, I mean, if all of a sudden the numbers creep back up, you know, and we've backslidden in that, then we'll have masks on again. So just take it easy. And we need, as the Apostle Paul says in the book of Philippians, to have the same attitude that Jesus had, and that is to basically put others before ourselves. So be sensitive, read the room, read the people you're with, and let's be concerned for one another and do the right thing. Amen? Amen? All right, let's stand together.
We belong to you, Father. Love has come. We're orphans no longer, brought into your light and freedom by the blood and the mercy of Jesus. It's rising, a song of hope from us set free. It's rising. It's rising, it's rising up. Hallelujah, to you, God above and deep. Hallelujah, you've opened blinded eyes to see. We will praise you. You are the everlasting light. Hallelujah. You got the redeemed. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. Thank you, worship team. Bless you guys. We had a worship night this past Wednesday. It was wonderful. Amen. Wonderful time in the Lord. We do that every first Wednesday. You're all invited. And, you know, when you came in this morning, if you came up the front steps, you stood on the Word of God. Because if you've noticed, it's inscribed right on there. You have to step over the Word that says, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving. We will enter His courts with praise. Yes. One of the things I've been praying, we've been praying, we emphasize Wednesday night, we want to stop hanging around at the threshold. We're invited to boldly enter, to boldly come before God, to boldly access His grace in His throne room because Jesus has opened the way for us. So it's time to stop fooling around. Amen? All right. Well, we're not going to fool around this week, and I am glad you're here today. Every year we set aside time to seek the Lord in a concentrated fashion. And that's this week. And to help us in that, our friend, Dr. Leon Van Royen, is with us. He has been coming with us, I'll change the phrase, for more than a quarter of a century. A long time. And has been such a blessing to us, ministering in the Word and in the Spirit. He has been an encouragement to many individually, to us collectively, to certainly me as pastor. And I certainly enjoy the friendship that we have built over the years. It's been wonderful. Leon, good to have you back. Come on up.
No, I'm not. Now I am. I used to be known as being very humble. I've had to deal with my arrogance a bit, but it's hard when you come from Champa Bay and we've won Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, soccer. Now we're running with the, I think we just chewed up the Boston a day ago. It's hard. I'm dealing with it. Trusting God that I'll humble myself in the next few moments and be able to get back to some serious stuff. But it's good, you know, with Brady having come to our city, it's just made such a difference. Thank you.
Many of us now root for the Tampa Bay Patriots.
I have so looked forward to this week as I have for 25 years plus. It's always been a highlight for me. I can remember vividly the first time, and I was so excited about that invitation, and our friendship has grown, and God has always honored this week in a wonderful way, and I'm quite confident, without being arrogant, that God will show up this week because He's promised in His Word. His Word declares where two or more are gathered, there He is, and I fully expect God to move in your hearts this week. I have set the theme for the mornings, and it really is a link to the evenings. In the mornings, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I believe at 10:30 till about 12, I'm going to be teaching on something that I've entitled Hearing God's Voice with Crystal Clarity. Crystal Clarity. It's an amazing thing to hear His voice, that God, the creator of the universe, would speak to us face to face as a man speaks to a friend. And the key to walking in the supernatural, how many of you long to be used by God? How many of you have been used by God and want more? You know the utter dependency we have. We can't be led by imagination, by just feelings and emotions. We've got to be led by the Spirit. The secret to the powerful ministry of Jesus was He waited on God, he heard from God, he said what God gave him to say, and he did what God told him to do. And that's going to be the secret for our ministry success. And for us, success could be dying for our faith. You understand, Jesus, the most successful minister of all times, died because of his message, because of his teaching, because of his life. And certainly success is not in our Western worldview, just numbers and finance, and it's found in doing what God gave us to do. Christian success is doing the will of God. How many of you want to be successful? I want my ministry to be successful. I want to do the will of God. In the evenings, I've selected the theme as I've waited on God for some time. Because we booked this week a year ago, and since then I've been waiting on God, and God gives me different series to teach as I travel the nations. I travel over 40 weeks a year preaching, and this year I've had a few themes, but God gave me something fresh for you that I've never taught, And that is entitled Living in the Book of Acts. Living in the Book of Acts 2021 and beyond. I know you want that. I remember when I was a young man, that's quite a while ago. I'm not as old as Pastor Dave. I call him respectfully uncle. In South Africa, anyone older than you, you call uncle. It's ridiculous. I'd just come out of the army, and I was still young. And I came out of the army, and a young boy came up to me, and he said, "Uncle, can you tell me something?" And I said, "Who's your uncle? I'm about your age." I'm about your age, but Uncle Dave. Where was I going before I got distracted by my incredible humor? When I was young, I was a missionary in Africa, and I'd had a God encounter that took me to the villages, and it was so crystal clear for me that I immediately obeyed, but I literally walked in Book of Acts. It was like I was reading about these great Peter and Paul and Stephen and Philip. And it was an amazing thing. And I know that the book can't be added to, but the journals of eternity are a record. And I watched the grace of God upon my life. And even just a few weeks ago, I was in New Mexico, and a man came into the meeting blind in his left eye. And he said, "Can you pray for me that my eye be restored?" And I said, "Of course." And instantly his eye was opened after being blind. And there was a lady in the meeting just last week in Texas who said she hadn't walked on her ankle for years. She couldn't dance, she couldn't move. And there she was dancing before the Lord as the power of God healed her ankle. And, you know, there were many other testimonies. And how many of you want to be a vehicle for God's power to flow through? Acts 1:8 says, "You shall receive power." And of course, the prayer of faith will heal the sick. And God wants you to walk in Book of Acts. "These signs shall follow them who believe." God's got things for you to do supernaturally, the works of God. And this week is about being refreshed, revived, enlarged, stirred, aligned, so that we can be these vehicles for God's glory in 2021 and beyond. I don't get to hear a lot because I'm so busy. I don't watch TV or listen to news or read a whole lot of stuff. I'm always writing. This year I've written, well, last year and this year, 2,000 pages on leadership training, and then two other books beyond that as well. And that just takes huge amounts of time, but I'm in contact with a lot of Christians worldwide. And everyone is talking about this explosion, the supernatural. Prophets are saying it, and people are publishing it. How many of you have heard about what God is up to, and you believe it? It aligns with your spirit. This is different than someone prophesying about an election that doesn't work out. You understand? But this is about the word, "In the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." You can't go wrong by staying with what the word says. And for me, prophecy must line up with the word of God. And Jesus said, "The works that I do, you shall do also." How many of you want that? Come on, come on. I want to stir you today. I don't have a lot of time. I've got about 20 minutes with you to prepare you for this week. That you would press in to what God's got for your life. I was reading again in the scriptures when that woman who had this flow of blood, and she had spent everything she had to get whole, but nothing was working. Desperate. Broke. Everything she had been given to get back to health. But she'd heard about Jesus. what his ministry was doing. And probably the thought crossed her mind, if he could do it for them, there's a strong possibility that he could do it for me. She didn't know what the word said, I'm sure, that God's not a respecter of persons. But I think the thought came to her mind, there's just a possibility. If you can somehow get close to him, speak to him, and maybe even the possibility of just latching on to the edge of his garment, that the power that has healed so many others could flow into me. Of course, Jesus was in the area, and she decided, I'm going to get there. And when she got there, guess what happened? Crowds, people all around him, everyone just as desperate as her. And when there's a crowd and you want to get to the center of that action, you got to press your way through, work your way through. Excuse me, but they're just as desperate as her. Who's excuse you? I want to be here. But she was so desperate that she didn't give up. She didn't make excuses, because this was a glimmer of hope for her life. She pressed in. She pressed through. And she got right next to Jesus. Grabbed the edge of his garment. Whoa, he stopped and he got that look. Who touched me? And of course, I'm sure it was Peter. How can you say who touched you? Had to be Peter. There's so many people around you. Everyone's around you. People bumping into you, touching you. But Jesus had that look. I'm just using my imagination. No, this was different to someone bumping me in the crowd. I felt virtue flow out of me. I felt something come from heaven through me into someone. Your faith has made you whole. Her faith was seen in her desperation, in her willingness to get through that crowd, to get her miracle. That's what pressing is like. I normally have pretty good clarity of mind, but I don't know if it's the after effects of COVID. I got COVID in January, and I wasn't sick, but I went into this mind fog that, you know, I do some photography, and birds, I know them all. I mean, I'll carry my camera, and you really got to be strong besides being brilliant. My lens is like this big. And because I got this huge lens, everyone thinks I'm an expert on everything about wildlife. And I go on these trails, and there's all these people from Connecticut coming down to sunny Florida. And then they'll stop and say, what species of bird is that? And I used to be able to just tell them exactly what it is. And if I didn't know it, I just would, oh, it's a blue warbler. And they come from Central America, and they visit us this time of the year. Oh, how interesting. Anyway, I couldn't remember bird names. What's your name again? But it really did affect me. I went into this mind fog, and it took me months just to get my thinking back, my clarity back. Thank God, because I'd actually read that if you don't get it back, there's a possibility it could be permanent. And I just kept speaking the word. I have the mind of Christ. I have a sound mind. I didn't buy into it, you know. And I'm glad I got my mind back. I pressed in. I pressed through the blockage. I pressed through the barriers to get to what God had for me. I was in a meeting, and there was a man sitting back there, and I said, now put your hand on your belly. You've all done that in my meetings before, haven't you? And I said, press in. And the guy grimaces, I'm pressing as hard as it hurts. Dude, I didn't mean physically press in. I mean, you know, press in. And I realized that I speak so much Christianese that it's a wonder. I mean, I can't, you've heard me say, I can't get coffee from Starbucks. They never give me the right thing. I want a bold, one sugar, one raw sugar, and then I get the raw sugar, and then half and half, or, you know, and I'm lucky if I get something close to it. And so it's pretty hard to understand me, especially if I speak Christianese, press in. I know what it means, although I don't really know what it means. I've experienced it. I've pressed in. I've pressed through. I've laid a hold of what Christ has laid a hold of. I've been beyond the veil. It hurts. Dude, it's stepping into the glory. What's the glory? The weight of God. Huh? I've gone beyond the veil. What's the veil? The flesh. The being human. I've gone into the spirit. I've been into the mysticals. Huh? So I realized that, you know, I don't even fully understand some of these phrases that we use. Press in. But when I read about that woman with the flow of blood, pressing through, I kind of understand. I was also thinking of those, no. I somehow want to be like that prophet who stopped this. Was it the earth or the sun? One of them. Maybe I can just stop Pastor Dave looking at his watch and guilting me. That'd be easier than... I've got a few more minutes with you. We need to press in. Desperation. I was reading with that blind man that just cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He got Jesus' attention because he pressed in. Those four friends that ripped the roof open to get their friend to the feet of Jesus, they pressed in to get their miracle. I think this week is a week where God's going to download much more. None of us have arrived. I've been in this full-time ministry 47 years, and I feel like I've just scratched the surface. I've got time to still do more, but to do more, I need more. I can't live in my past. Experience is great, but you can't live there. You can learn from it, but you can't live there and reproduce it. Today is a new day. I need from God for today. I need to draw from that unlimited provision for today. And so I'm pressing in. For this week, I'm pressing in. And for this week, I want to invite you to press in to what God's got for your life. None of us have arrived. You need to be filled. You need to be tanked up. Some of you need healing. Some of you need a breakthrough. Some of you need God's restoration. As we were worshiping, I had a vision. I don't have many visions in my life. I have dreams. I don't like that because old men dream dreams. I buy in that. I want visions. I had a vision. It was crystal clear. I was standing on the streets of London and I watched buses of tourists coming past me. Some of the buses had no top, you know, they open, and some of them were closed, but the buses kept coming past me, and I was looking at the buses and the tourists, and I realized people are spectating. They're tourists. There's a difference between a tourist learning about the history and the culture and the place than being a participant, being in it, living there and taking it. And I want to invite you not to come and spectate, but to come and to participate and to lay hold of the edge of his garment, to cry out like that blind man and say, "Son of David, get his attention and get your miracle, get your breakthrough, and watch God do something wonderful, glorious, and powerful for you. Touched, changed, healed, filled, tanked up, overflowing. My cup runs over. There's more than enough. I've been into the treasuries of heaven. There are organs. There are body parts. There's wealth unlimited. There are healings and miracles and breakthroughs and restorations. Once you've stepped into that warehouse facility of eternity, there is no limit. All you have to do is put in your requisition and lay hold of what's been laid hold of for you with the faith that God has given you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to invite you this week not to drive around with a camera and spectate, but to press in and to get yours. Stand with me. Let us pray. Hungry hearts, O God, desperate hearts, as the deer pants for the water brooks, our hearts long for you, O God. We long for the tangibility of your touch, for the fulfillment of your promises, your power descending upon us. O God, Peter, while he was speaking, you fell. Touch your people, O God. We will not quench you. We'll not limit you. But, O God, we'll come hungry, thirsty, desperate, pressing in, laying a hold of, crying out. Yes. Do, O God, those great things that we've read about, that we have seen glimpses of, and do even more. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even imagine. God, we look to you for this week, for your mighty hand to be stretched out to touch every single person that comes into this place. Weak to be made strong, strong to be stronger still, sick to be healed, empty to be filled. No limits, O God. Do your great works in this place and we will glorify you. We will give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, for you are the Lord God Almighty, and nothing is impossible with you, and nothing is impossible with us if we believe. We come into agreement with you, O God. Faith's agreement today for our miracles, for our breakthroughs. We are thirsty, we are hungry, we are desperate, we need you. You said in your word that if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. Come close to us, O God. Wrap your arms around our lives and reveal yourself in power, in glory, in healing, in breakthroughs, in deliverance, according to your riches in glory, in Christ Jesus. Amen. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
This week is called a renewal week. And I have been asking and believing that God will indeed do a work of renewal in His people. Renewal in spirit, soul, and body, in mind and heart. Because if we're honest, we're tired in all of those areas. Worn out in all of those areas. We're coming up on the 2-year mark on all of this COVID nonsense. Tired. But God's above the fray. He's still on the throne. He still does what he did. And I believe, I've been asking for, he's going to meet his people this week. But here's the key. You got to be here. We are not, by the way, live streaming this week's meetings. We want you to be here with us. I am going home to a bunch of vegetables and I think some chicken and beef.
Thank God.
That has been marinating.
I'm a carnivore, brother.
All night. All night, yeah. I'm with you. It's been in a marinade all night long. And it makes a difference. Look at this week as a time to as a time to soak, to marinate in God's presence, and it will make a difference. So clear the schedule, come on out, and let's see what God will do. Father, draw us by your Spirit, enable and empower us. Help us to respond to your invitation and to come, yes, in desperation, but also with expectancy. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. See you tonight.
To you, God, of the deep. say.